This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
2025 is going to be a year filled with a lot of very interesting trials. One of them, which I think is going to be very interesting, we know where this is going to end, so that's the spoiler, but how we get there, I guess, is half the journey. Lori Vallow Daybell, going to be, as of now, representing herself as her own attorney. Believe me, I never thought I'd be saying that sentence aloud either. Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, joining me. How do you think we got here?
You know, I hate that we have to go in the realm of dark humor to find comedy sometimes in tragedy, but Lori Daybell Vallow is that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm thankful she's representing herself because, as you said, we all know where the story is going to end, just what the journey is going to be to get there. At least she's going to make it entertaining. We're going to see a lot of horrendous things, as we saw during the first trial, obviously, and it's going to be tragic. It's going to be heart-wrenching, but watching her in her psychoses trying to defend herself, I think is going to be the real show here.
Yes. I mean, and it's kind of, I guess I'd say barbaric in a sort of way, but it's how our system works, I guess. If someone wants to sign up and go into this chamber, you'd hope there'd be more safeguards to say, this really shouldn't be happening. We're just kind of poking at a rabid animal here right now, but the bar for competency, I don't know, maybe should be higher.
You would think. Well, it'll be really interesting because a lot of people think they can defend themselves, you know, and media makes it that way too in movies. I mean, so my wife and I, one of the shows we watched on Paramount Plus was Tulsa King, you know, and in Tulsa King, Sylvester Stallone playing the mobster defends himself in court and he makes it look like you can do this. And, you know, when you watch things on TV, you think you can do this. But we saw a really great example of someone trying to represent themselves, and it was a total goat rope, and that was the suitcase murderer. Mm-hmm. You know, she tried to defend herself, and you can't, I mean, lawyers, there's a reason why lawyers go through so many years of school, so much years of practice, going through the bar exam, and whether you like lawyers or not, doesn't matter. I mean, there's a lot of skills there and a lot of reps, as we talk about, to get to the level you need to be to articulate the law, to know how to put it before a jury, to know how to behave in court, to know how there's just a lot of knowledge. And the hubris that she has to think that she can defend herself when her life's, well, again, why not? She's already going to jail for the rest of her life. So, hey, why not throw it on the wall? It'll be really, I think, good for the world to understand the crazy in that brain, though. I think that's really going to be on full display.
Does the world need to know the crazy in that brain? I guess.
I think us and our audience do. I mean, yeah. It's really, I think, so anytime I can sit and gain more data points that we can then reference for other cases, you know, that's sure. it's just more reps that we get. And I think we're going to see a lot of reps when we look at that crazy.
Yes, to look at reps, to look at, you know, crazy more and more, it kind of helps you, you know, piece it together and see it more from the crazy perspective, which is a difficult thing to do because everybody's crazy is a little bit different. With Lori Vallow, do you find consistency in her crazy or do you find it to be all over the board? Meaning when you do look at it and you examine her behavior, is there any other person that those data points are going to benefit you? Or is she just too, you know, it's just where the paint falls, it falls when you splatter it on the wall.
That's a great point, Tony. Here's what I'm expecting. But if I see and observe something different, well, that'll be a really good learning example for me. And what I'm expecting is this. My hypothesis and conjecture on her is that she's delusional. There is no doubt because she's rationalized her abhorrent behavior by fitting it around a religious paradigm that she created to do one thing, serve herself and make a profit off of selling of life insurance. Literally, this to me boils down to a life insurance scheme.
Yeah.
You know, where everyone that had life insurance mysteriously got dark and had to be killed so they could get their life insurance. And I think she fell in love with this idea of this because she had zero skill sets in life. And so her behaviors from that point of view, from that point, became very consistent throughout everything to me. You know, everyone that she encountered in life, one, didn't like her because no one stood up behind her and said, hey, this is my mom, this is my sister, this is my daughter, you know, this is this great person, this is wrong. No, she was abandoned by everyone because she's a self-absorbed narcissist. And so I'm curious as to whether that is still holding, because I believe it is from everything we've seen and everything, you know, the rants that she's had and, you know, at every stage says that she's rationalized killing her own kids and killing the people around her and condoning the killings of people because they were dark. So she and her husband or her life partner could profit from their life insurance. And so I think that's what we're going to see consistently. Now, if we don't see that, another psychosis has happened or another rationalized behavior. That'll be really interesting.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.